is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Is this? Would we turn up the party? All night feels good, we can't decide it. Turn up the party, turn up the party. Party, party, turn up the party. Hey everybody, it is March 26, 2020. This is the Geeks Next Door episode 204, and there's only one thing everyone in the world is talking about right now, Animal Crossing. How are you guys Animal Crossing's doing? Are you enjoying it? You fishing? You doing other kinds of stuff, you know?
What's Animal Crossing?
You're not supposed to do fish.
Animal Crossing is the thing everyone's talking about, like... I don't know. Do you think, was that a, what I need to know, was this a scheduled release? Or were they like, push the release, everyone's at home?
No, it was scheduled. This, Animal Crossing and Doom Eternal were released on the same day.
Yeah, no, I was just kidding. It'd be good though, right? Yeah. If they're like, holy shit, everyone's isolated at home for like a week, let's push a game out as fast as we can.
Is it pay to play?
No.
No.
It's a Nintendo game.
Wait, what is oh. What is pay to play? Doesn't that referred to like shit you can buy that makes the game easier?
Yeah, right.
That's pay like, to win.
League of Legends, pay to play.
No, League of Legends is free to play.
It's free to play. I'm so confused by
free to play, pay to win.
But there's League of Legends is no pay to win. Although some people
play that game.
Some people indicate the skins are easier. There's a little bit cheater skins, but still, yeah, it's not pretty.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah. How are you guys doing? You enjoying your isolation at home?
No.
I think my wife has gone stir crazy.
All right.
No change. I mean, it's been the same for the last 2 weeks for me, so.
Okay.
Nobody's not off their own arm or.
No, we send the kids outside to play. I mean.
No, they can't play outside. They must stay inside forever.
And they can't play with their friends.
Yeah, but they can play with each other.
Whoa. Beat up on each other.
Yeah, that's what's best.
Mm-hmm.
No, I just hate more of the same thing. I hate not being able to go hang out with my friends in person and do shit like that. Some people love it. I think Dave Miller loves being by himself at home.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I don't think so. I think he's the kind of guy that draws energy from people. He's like, the more people, the bigger... He's like, yeah, he gets radiation energy from people and gets taller.
Radiation
energy? That's why he's so tall.
Yeah. Oh, shit, what if he's small now?
Oh, shit, we get back and he's like, he shrunk six inches because people aren't around him?
Oh my God,
man. That'd be awesome.
he should have to prove that he's still tall.
I don't know how you do that.
Some men are taller than others.
Stand next to something? So we know, like, in relationship?
Tell me stories about you.
Like, no, I just... I don't know. It's just I have ups and downs. Same as always, you know, you have ups and downs. But some days you're just like, fuck, I want to go do something right now. I want to go watch something. I want to go hang out with my friends. I want to do a movie. I want to do something. But it's just...
Dave's got sads.
Yeah, it sucks, dude.
Yep, I totally agree. That was
Adam. The other Adam day. Is cool.
Adam's cool. I agree. Adam is cool.
Yeah, Adam's cool. Thanks.
See,
Adam thought I was going to say something bad. I think
you always Adam's say cool. something bad.
No, I said Adam's cool, man. Mm. Like, look at him. Look at his feet are up on the wall, just hanging out up there.
Seriously, something's going on with Dave.
Bare wall without a fucking mural on it, which could very easily house a mural. So Tuesday we didn't play D&D. We didn't play extended distance D&D because Dave 2 was having a sad day. And
I was.
But instead we rafted it up. We played some raft. What did you guys think? That's our first experience with raft. What did you think? What were your thoughts?
It's kind of fun.
Yeah. I had lots of fun, and I don't know, like, I know exactly why, because it was just friends fucking around doing something together, and that made me feel like it made me feel not as sucky by myself.
Yeah, I've been waiting a long time to play that game because I've had it for like a year or so, or 6 months or something like that, but I never played it. I didn't install it because I wanted to play it with friends because I knew it would be much more fun with friends.
Yeah, I was playing with it for about, I don't know, 20 minutes before you guys jumped on right now. And it's boring.
It's fine. It's just more fun with friends, right? Like anything. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's fine. I don't know. There is apparently, like, there is an actual end game and stuff where you... I thought it was just kind of open world, do whatever you want. But there is an actual story that they made that... Where eventually you get the radar, then you know you follow shit and stuff like that. So, right. We're nowhere near that, of course, but it's just kind of fun to discover and figure stuff out. So.
All I know is I signed off at midnight the other night, and you fuckers killed a shark without me.
We killed a shark like 20 yeah. minutes after you left, like, and then yeah. it like floated away, so Dave had to like swim over there to get it and shit. It was awesome.
How long did it take to kill the shark?
Well, so what we think we noticed is it's the same shark that follows you and tries to kill you, so you just got to keep stabbing it, and it's like 40 stabs yeah. to kill the fucking thing.
Yeah, and then you get like 5 minutes of reprieve.
Yeah, really, like before the next shark comes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was actually, that's our second, we killed the second shark last night, which is,
yeah.
is nice.
Yes, sons right of bitches.
Right after I went to bed.
Yeah,
right
after you Ryan. Went to bed, we got a
second shark. And Ryan got on.
Yep.
Yeah.
Did you build the trophy board and put that one up there?
No, that's, trophy boards no. are expensive.
That's you. Yeah,
that's your goal. That's your job. Your job is a trophy man, right?
Yeah.
So we're going to have a bunch of trophy, our shark sitting in a box until you can build trophy boards.
I started reading a little of the tutorials about it, and I got some ideas now.
Oh, I didn't know there was a tutorial. It was just kind of fun to mess around with stuff. So.
It is, but I need a helm, because there's a pirate ship theme you can start up. Not theme, but you can get one of those old pirate ship steering wheel things.
Yeah, now if you get that, so sweet. You turn the sails, like all the sails would be connected to that, so you turn left and all the sails turn right.
That would make it
super
easier.
Helpful.
Yeah, but right, Adam, after you got off, what we noticed the first night is that our ship was getting so big that one sail didn't do anything, so we needed a second sail because we were so big, and the one, it wasn't fast. Yeah, it didn't really work anymore. So. So we made a second sail, and now we rearranged everything, and it looks amazing. I can't wait to eventually... get more stuff and build more stuff and make the ultimate.
The other thing the other thing I found out is you're supposed to build up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the second level.
Build up, stupid.
Yeah, you sons of bitches.
We're working on it. Man, you were gone for a whole night. That was like 8 hours.
Like literally
4 hours
like
or something.
4 hours
of building. So. But I get to keep expanding and stuff. It'll be fun. I look forward to keep trying. So.
See, Adam, what you got to do is leave notifications on your phone, so when we text you and say, "Hey, where's Adam?" it actually wakes you, and then you can come down and play for a little bit.
That's tough.
Yeah, he's got to get up early. I understand, man. You
I get sucked in, and
you don't get sleep, and it sucks.
And right now, if I don't get sleep, I get sick, and if I get sick, that ain't good. So
right, because then you have to go to a hospital. And then you can't go to the hospital because they're all full. And then you, like, die. Sorry, man. All right, so podcast over. Let's go play some Raft here. What's going on in the world? Anything besides the whole virus thing, everything's shut down. But anything going on that's cool that we can talk about?
Nope. Well, no. So the people that brought us the Clegane Bowl with lightsabers.
Oh, yeah.
From the last... They now did Lord of the Rings, the troll battle, with Frodo and Samwise and
lightsabers. And,
with lightsabers inside the the chamber of Mazrable, and so big trolls and orcs and all have lightsabers. Legolas has got a lightsaber bow that shoots lightsaber arrows.
I think that's called blaster bolts.
Well, but then it becomes a lightsaber bow when he starts using his bow to start hitting people. It's like a double-bladed lightsaber. It's really cool.
That is
so,
cool. Oh, fuck you.
It's 6.5 minutes long.
Yeah, I'm not going to watch the whole thing. I'll just watch parts of it. But you know what annoys me is when I click on the link and then try to play it in the window, it says, you can't do full screen, fuck you. But then you just go to YouTube and you go full screen.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, yeah. So I thought that was pretty cool.
That does look cool. I'll have to watch a little bit of it.
Yeah, it's not the same, so it's a little different to reading, but Comixology, you can read comic books for free for the next 2 months. So if you need anything, like, I've been reading a decent amount of stuff.
Cool.
So, I mean, it's just, it's nice to be able to do it. I mean, to be able to go back and read some stuff that I never read.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people like that, too. A lot of people like that format of being able to read online, too. It's kind of, they did a good job. It's like clicking on the shit and stuff like that.
Yeah, the guide to read. So you click on it, you double click it, it goes like to the next panel.
Yep, I've actually heard some people say they don't like comic books because they don't know where to read first, and this has actually made it easier because it clicks on which one to read first, kind of a thing, which bubbles.
Really?
Which is kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Is it DC, Marvel? Is it?
It's everything, dude.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. IDW, I believe, is on there.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah.
Dark Horse.
Yeah, it's
really.
Yeah, there's literally a ton of stuff, dude.
You can... I gotta go check out some Aquaman.
Aquaman. They'll be like, you get a click side, you're like, how about no?
It just says no. Try something else first.
What? You're totally wrong. And, you just don't know.
I know the two of you have access to CBS Access, but I've been like, I have access to CBS All Access for 2 more months now.
Why is that?
Because they give 2 more months away for free.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah, but, cool. And, yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, Picard ended tonight. It was the first season. It was very, 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 very useful. Very, very worth watching, in my opinion.
I have to watch it yet.
Dave, you got to watch, like, during work. Everybody
wait.
Well, yeah, that's tomorrow at work. I didn't have time today. Tomorrow I have all the time in the world. I only have one meeting tomorrow, which means I'll have, like, 5 more calls scheduled.
You have 1 more meeting tomorrow with Picard.
You should put that in your schedule. I have a meeting scheduled for 1 hour at 11 to 12 with Jean-Luc Picard. Admiral Jean-Luc Picard. They'll be like, oh, shit, who's this? Yeah. Oh, it's a potential new client. Yeah. He's a... French countryside, and they're like, oh shit, wow, he's trying to get that big money coming in.
If he's got his own winery, that's what I'm going after.
Right?
No, today I had to mark off like an hour and a half to go pick up the boys' distance learning materials from their school. So it only took me 20 minutes, but I had an hour and a half free.
Good deal.
Is that what they're doing? Is getting
shipped so far away? Every 2 weeks, we get a packet of things that they can do. And then we have...
Can do or have to do?
They say spend 60 to 90 minutes on the activities. So it's like, okay, what do I do with the rest of the day? But they also gave us an iPad so that they could do stuff like ABC Mouse or other programs like that, Starfall, Prodigy... All these learning games that they can do through the school's website.
Oh, well,
and then they also have video chats with their teachers once or twice a week.
What about Odell Lake and fucking
that shit is fucking good.
Number Crunchers.
They don't do those anymore.
Why not?
Because it's not the 80s anymore or 90s.
Come on. But I don't know. That shit might be good.
Prodigy is kind of interesting. It's a math-based game, but it's like an MMO. So you get a little character, and you go around, and you solve math problems fighting these people. You get, like, you're like a wizard, and you get, like, wands and hats and gear, and it makes you better and stronger. And
that's cool.
So it's kind of weird. Yeah,
does it help you cheat on your math tests?
No.
No.
I don't think so. That'd be weird. Okay, so that's interesting. Has anybody watched any new releases? I have not watched any yet. Every time I turn on my Roku, it says, hey, do you want to watch this new release for $20? And I'm like, nah, not really. But I might in the future if something comes out that I really want to watch.
Right. No. We've been kind of going back and watching stuff like we have now watched Pirates of the Caribbean.
I'm sorry. That just brings me back. It reminds me of that fucking Michael Bolton Lonely
Island. Yeah, exactly.
Song.
It's fun. Like, it's because it's 2 hours and 25 minutes. something like that, and it took Griff like three sittings to get through. So, well, it's pretty good. I was all like, okay, 145 minutes, you know, it's about to, you know, he can get through about 40 minutes of sitting before he's like doing other stuff, but it's all right, man. I was like, but no, he's, yeah, that
shit. Is Griffin home from daycare, or is he still going to daycare?
No, he's staying home, man. Okay. Like, well, Tiffany's home, so she's just like, eh, we'll stay home and stuff like that. Okay. And she's cool with it.
Yeah, ours is a little different. Like, tomorrow it's literally just the boys there, so...
Right, and that's how it was at school with him, too. So.
And Amy wants to keep him home, but I'm like, you can. I mean, if you don't, we're still paying, and it's just them, so they're not really getting exposed to anybody except for their teacher, right, or one person. But
and you have double trouble, so try getting work done with double trouble.
I have not had double trouble in a long time. However, Wednesday after my run, she's like, I thought we were being attacked because I had to run in and slam the door and barely made it to the bathroom before I had to take my shit. Like, it was falling out of my ass as I sat on the toilet.
Yeah.
Actually, it was Monday because Wednesday I actually stopped and said, okay, force out a poop before you go running. And it was a rainy day, so that would have been really icky.
Stains going down your leg.
Would it really, though? Yeah.
She came down. Yeah. She's like, I thought we were being robbed. Somebody slammed open the door, but then I heard the toilet slam down, so I knew.
You're like, someone's robbing us of toilet paper by pooping in our house.
Oh, the toilet paper's brought to a whole new level.
Right. Oh, man.
They passed a stimulus. Anybody see anything about anything? What that actually is compared to what the fake news is? I don't know what is actually in there or not.
Yeah, it's still, well, I mean, for money for us, it's...
Yeah, they'll vote tomorrow, officially.
Yeah.
I thought it voted passed like 100.
No, okay, well...
They'd been delaying it.
So, what they do is they vote a, it's not a no contest. It's something basically. So, without having the whole House there and the whole Senate there, what they can do is they can vote on if they can get everyone who is there to vote yes on something, and then they can proceed. So, basically, senators voted 96-0 to proceed with it. Now, the House has to do the same thing, or else they have to call everyone else back to give to for the people to go. It's like, nah, blah blah blah. You know, we hate this stuff. Whatever. So basically, it's not a vote of no confidence. It's something else. It's something similar to that. They're proceeding in good faith with something.
I move but, to a vote of no confidence against Senator Trump.
Right, but yeah. So effectively, like, the big thing that's going to affect us is they want to get it out within 3 weeks, which, you know, until you see it, you don't. But it'll be $1,200 per adult, $500 per kid, unless you make $75,000 as an individual, or $150 as married,
a family,
right? And then it goes down.
Did they mention anything about like how they're going to disperse the funds? That seems like a big deal.
Yeah. 2000. It's based off your 2018 tax return and whatever they have on file. They're going to start sending checks out.
Like electronically? Like,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's interesting. At least, basically. We'll see how it works.
Print and mail.
Right.
I mean, I'm in a good spot right now, but I know a lot of people who are not, so I'm glad they're trying to help them a little bit.
Yeah, and then there's a bunch of stuff like a bunch of small business loans, which is good, like $500 worth of $500 billion worth of small business loans and stuff like that, that, you know, like, companies can just say, like, hey, man, we need, like, $100,000. So they don't have to go crazy and be like, I need $1 million. You can go for a lot smaller amounts.
Okay. I wonder if they'll have some sort of, like, they don't have to pay it back if it meets a certain amount of standards or something like that, too.
Right. Well, if you, whatever small business loans you have to do, no, it's like 50% of the loan has to go directly to the workers, and basically they have an oversight on that. Basically, that was the big thing, is the $500 billion, when the Senate first did it, it was earmarked for nothing. Basically, Mnuchin would basically be the only oversight on it,
and he could do whatever he wanted with it.
He could do whatever he wanted with it, and basically that was the big thing. You know, when it said like boom, Democrats block stimulus. If you read it, that's exactly what they're blocking it for, because it's like you're giving him $500 trillion to do whatever he wants and no oversight, and companies that took money from that didn't have to tell him what he used it for 6 months.
Hmm. Yeah.
But okay. now that the 50% of what they take has to go directly to the workers, the other 50% can be used for something else. There is a 5-person oversight on it. One independent from outside the government, two Democrat, two Republican. No money can go to any Trump family, Trump associates, people who have worked with him. Any member of Congress cannot get any of the money or member of Congress family or associates, basically. So it's basically like a radio fucking contest. No person who has any direct things with anyone who is in the government at all can get any money whatsoever.
Gotcha. Yeah, my favorite meme I saw, or whatever, they're trying to break it down. They're like, hey, we all need sandwiches. Republicans, yes, we need sandwiches. Democrats, yes, we need sandwiches. Republicans, 10% get ham sandwiches. 90% of the population get poop sandwiches. Democrats, wait, we don't want poop sandwiches. Republicans, Democrats hate sandwiches.
Like, yeah,
refuse to give you sandwiches. Like, wait a minute.
So, I mean.
All right. Well, whatever. Glad they're trying something. What's up, Ryan? How you doing, buddy? Welcome.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Ryan's here. What have you been doing lately, buddy?
He fell off a raft.
Skype.
I was. Skype? Skype didn't even try to Skype call us, but it never works.
No. I was actually, like, looking for jobs. And I didn't realize what time it was or what day it was, because I don't have a job, so it's hard to keep track of what day it is.
Also, doesn't seem
put,
like
the, you gotta put shit in phones, dude.
I don't know, man. You might want to like put on hold for about 3 weeks that job searching thing. Like,
well, I haven't been doing it on and off, but I just was like on a sprint of like check out some things, save some jobs, look at the stuff.
I know. I'm just talking about the state of the world right now. Like, oh, I hear you. Put it off, you know, put your energy elsewhere for a little bit, just because it seems kind of like companies don't know what the fuck they're doing right now.
Right. Yeah, I'm pretty much there. I'm doing like a 3 hours a week type thing right now. I just happen to be in one of those 3 hours.
All right.
Well, shit, now that Ryan's here, I can, like, unveil something for him that was I've been waiting. So, at Trent Reznor, Nine Inch Nails website, he released 2 full albums for free. He's just like, here you go.
What?
Oh.
It basically says, as
you've
the news turned actually, ever more grim by the hour, we found ourselves vacillating wildly between the feeling like where there may be hope at from hope to utter despair. Often changing management, although each of us defines ourselves as antisocial types who prefer being on our own, this situation originally blah blah blah. Basically, here you go. Here's 2 full-length albums.
Nice.
So yeah, you just I put the link there, and you can just go on there, and you're just like, hey, download them. Here you go. Have fun.
That's cool.
I like Trent Reznor's a good guy. He's also so rich now, so he probably is like, whatever, man. I just do this for the fun of it. Which is
right.
Still good.
That's what the good rich people should do.
Exactly.
But
yeah. That's what you've noticed is like I'm sure everybody's getting emails from everybody. Domino's is like, we're here for you. We understand that this is up for what we're still here for you, and I don't know, fucking other random stores, Hy-Vee's like, we're still here, we got reduced hours, but we're still here. I've heard from everybody except my mortgage company, who's like, just give us our money, bitches. Just give us our money. Right. We don't fucking care about you.
Right. I actually got one that said like, hey. Yeah. I got one from that said like, hey, if you're in dire need, we're not gonna have you to stop paying, but if you call us and get into us, we can negotiate and talk to you about something like that.
Sure.
We're not gonna do it unless you reach out to us.
Right. I've heard that from other people too. The other one was my student loan, who they're just like, pay us as much as you can before any type of package gets through where you don't have to pay us. So I'm like, all right, right. Fuck you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, Hy-Vee was good. I mean, it's like they didn't have like any like if you go to groceries, you don't go, you can't get like today or like tomorrow or the next day or whatever, you know, delivery or any of that stuff. But if you're willing to wait like 5 days to pick up your groceries, you can get it. And I just like because I went and got it right after work, just pulled up. You know, they came out like, hey, what do you need? I'm like, hey, David Klinger, and they're like, okay, cool. You know, pop the trunk. They said like. you know, just sign here. And I'm like, I'll use my own pen, so you don't have to worry about it. It's cool. And then they just dumped it in the trunk.
I'll use Adam's like, white pen. Thank you very much. I've been using it all week.
Where the fuck is my pen?
My pad. Dude, why don't you get one of those helmets like in Kids in the Hall that has like the chain on it, so it's like they can't walk away with your pen?
That's a good idea, man.
My pen.
Nah.
Okay. What else? I did see that there's a bunch of stuff going on. Like Steam is, well, we know Steam's having their sale. We looked through that for a bunch of other stuff. Really nothing on my list, but any movies are supposed to come out tomorrow that you can remember? I don't remember.
Ooh.
I think the next biggest one was Black Widow, right? It was in May?
Yeah, May 4th.
I don't remember if there's any really big ones before that. One. Big one.
Kid one was the next big kid one was Trolls.
Okay, when was
in
that?
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
April 10th.
Okay. So it would be interesting to see if they they do the same thing where they release them.
They already said it'll be theaters and video on demand for $20.
It's going to be weird. Like, I wonder if they're going to even release that number, like the how much it makes, the box office numbers, which technically aren't box office numbers anymore.
Right, yeah.
It'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. All I know is the Pixar one, the Onward one, like, you can buy that now or whatever, or rent it for $20, or you can just wait till April 3rd where it'll be on Disney Plus for free.
I was going to say, it's got to be like a couple days away.
April 3rd. Next.
Which is?
Next Friday.
Next Friday. Right. Yep. Not tomorrow, the next one. But,
That looks...
And they said, where was I reading that? So China, as we all know, is past the apex of the thing. They are, you know, so far. But what they're doing is they're slowly starting to reopen movie theaters.
Yeah.
But they're not showing anything new. They're showing Avengers 1, 2, 3, and 4, basically, Avatar and stuff. So the numbers that are already at the peak are going to just go up even higher. Yeah. I don't know about that yet. Maybe you should slow your roll just a couple more minutes.
I know, right? I did see that we're now number one again. We kicked China's ass, baby. We're now number one in confirmed cases. Good job, U.S. Woohoo! We kick ass, we don't take action, and we're awesome.
I know.
That son's a bitch.
Sons of bitches. But Adam, man, you saw all the casting, right, for the Mandalorian.
That looks pretty badass. I can't get you wrong, because if they bring in Ahsoka Tano... That's cool.
I know. Adam would have, like, he'd be like, what? Last time I was masturbating to you, you were totally like a CG character. But now you're like a real character?
And it's Rosario Dawson,
who
looks pretty good. And rumor has it this could also be a pilot into a spinoff for her own show.
That would be cool. She's got good character background, like Ahsoka Tano has good character background. So if you've been following along with the last season of Clone Wars, we're learning a lot more about her and why she survived the Clone Wars. So I'm excited. Good.
I've only watched The Bad Batch, so I gotta keep going.
Oh, that was the fucking best one so far.
Well, then maybe I should just stop.
You should.
You hit the max. Stop. Good job. You win. I am hosting a group run tomorrow, round one, if anybody wants to go running. I think Mickey said he's going to go for half of it, so or a third. If anybody wants to come on over, we'll find a way to get going.
Ryan, like, you have his link, but you don't have pictures. I don't like it. I only like pictures when, with my links.
I don't know what you're talking about. If somebody posted something without a link, don't click on it. It's probably a virus.
I don't like it.
He's got viruses everywhere.
It's a coronavirus.
Do you think he knows he's on
mute? It's going to infect the computer.
I don't think he knows he's on mute.
I don't think he does.
<It's>, no.
What do you mean on mute? My link is awesome. It's to this cool page. There's a YouTube channel that I watch sometimes called The Cold Bullet, and it's programming stuff, but it's also, it's about, like, this dude does it in a funny way where he, like, swears and stuff and is outrageous. But this, it's pretty funny.
They don't get it. He's outrageous for a coder. It's great. He uses, like, heck and darn.
No, no. It's like he doesn't actually talk about the coding. He shows his projects and, like, he makes fun of himself, and then he then yells at his audience for making fun of him. And, you know, he's just like, it's funny. I seriously, I'll send you a link to the video. Okay. I think since it's YouTube, one of those, you know, big business links, it'll probably even have a picture so you can keep supporting your corporations instead of the little man. Let me just go ahead and do that.
I did have a moment tonight with Amy where I was like, man, you know, there's some really good companies that are doing out there. And it's opening day for baseball. Baseball put out a little video saying, you know, we're here together, even though we're not here. Sorry. And then, like, the one that always just chased me the wrong way is Amazon. I'm like, yeah, we're not going to do anything. And you guys can donate your PTO if you want, but we're not going to do anything. And I said,
that's what Amazon said?
Yeah, basically. And I said, well, I'm still going to buy shit from them, but I still am mad at them for doing that.
That is funny.
He's like the richest man in the world. He's like, how do you think I got so rich? Fucking, I don't give PTO out for free.
That is kind of sad, but it's also kind of true. I mean, he is employing a lot of drivers now, you know, to take stuff to people's houses and shit.
Until, you know, robots take over.
Yeah, that's true, and he's working on that too, people, I'm sure.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
But anyways, this sweet website I was sharing.
Oh, we're still talking about that website? Fuck.
Yeah, we never stop.
I thought we were moving on.
Have you looked at their merchandise? They got a calendar I think you would like.
What are you talking about?
They got a calendar. TheBigCV.com. The thing.
Oh, I haven't looked at it.
They have merchandise, Ryan. They got a calendar.
The
I think you would love.
Fireman calendar for $400. See, this site is funny. Did you notice it was $400?
I did. And they got a banana for sale.
And then under the fireman, it says, look, a puppy. Yay. The price is yay. This guy's fucking funny. Anyways.
So Ryan, what's the difference though? Like, say, like, there's a really funny, like, a British humorist that's writing and stuff like that. That's, you like read it and you're like, nah, I don't find that funny. What makes this guy so funny?
See, you know, humor is subjective. We all know that. So,
well,
but so he made this cool thing, and you should watch that YouTube video sometime. It's great. But basically, the way it works is you can build, like, a bunch of put together shapes and stuff and connect them with joints and things like that. And then
kind of like 3D printing.
And then it teaches that shape how to walk, basically. It trains it, and there's, like, a big laser that chases it, and it uses, what's it called? The process. Oh, evolution, genetic evolution type process where it, like, the best things move on to the next generation, and then they combine, and eventually you come up with something that basically figures out how to walk. And it's kind of cool. So you can just throw, like, make a circle and throw some, like, boxes on it or legs or join them together. And it'll eventually try to figure out how to make it move. And I think it's neat. And it, for cosmetics, you can, like, just for funniness, you can add, like, a shape. And it's got, like, funny images so you can put a face on it and shit like that. But it's a pretty well-done little project, I have to say.
Ryan,
and it's cool.
Do you look at Reddit?
I do from time to time. Yep.
Do you look at Data is Beautiful on Reddit?
I actually am. I am. Data is Beautiful. Yep.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't surprise me. There's actually some good stuff. Actually, it's actually a pretty good one. The one that was for this week was about unemployment, like the bar chart with unemployment from 1967. And what it did this week. it's funny because it like from 1967, it tops out at like 1 million about no matter what. And then this week it's like 3.2 million or something ridiculous.
Oh, man. I'll check that out.
No, you don't have to. Meantime, I just told you everything you need to know. You don't need to check it out. You're good.
No. Well, I'm going to check it out. But in the meantime, everybody go to thebigcb.com and build a creature and make it run. And fucking watch the videos. The guy's funny. I'm going to force you guys to watch. After this podcast is over, I'm going to force you guys to watch the first 5 minutes of the thing.
Okay.
I don't know how to do this.
No, I'm going to play Raft.
I see exactly what's happening here. You guys see what's happening, right? Like, yes. Ryan's like, I don't have a job. I've been coding all week. There's a banana for $400. Yeah, it's not mine. Yeah, just go to the big DC. It's totally not Ryan Thomas. Don't worry about it. I see what's happening.
Maybe.
Ryan. See, what I think you're missing, too, is, like, see right behind you over your right-hand shoulder is a sewing machine and all kinds of fabric.
Uh-huh.
There could be fucking N95 masks and shit that Amber could be making.
She did. She made a whole bunch of them.
Out of fabric?
Well, where's mine? N95. Where's my mask?
You don't need one.
You're not qualified.
Motherfucker, really?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Essential tier one, this motherfucker.
This guy right here needs
78% of the Minnesotans are essential tier one, it sounds like.
No. Okay. Adam has a pass. Adam has a pass.
Yeah. I also have a pass, too.
I have a writ of passage.
Adam has a writ of passage. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. I got
mine today, too, Adam.
It wasn't 78% or essential. 78% of employment can continue because of positions such as work from home and those type of items.
Yeah.
Get your facts straight.
No, yeah, sorry. Dave fucking schooled you, right?
This is how Trump won, right here.
I don't know why I'm being yelled at. I'm pretty sure I didn't do anything wrong.
How dare you be a voice of reason.
Ryan, thanks, though, man. I just like that you didn't think me and Adam are important. That's cool.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, it reminds me of when I was talking about, oh, yeah, I needed top security clearance. Oh, my fuck. Everybody's got top security clearance.
I got like triple, security. Triple duper chest.
Oh, my God. Oh, look at me. And then you
So top security clearance is like the health and well-being of humans. That's cool, Ryan. It's fuck. You
hey,
relate that.
I heard this week some people have to be sacrificed for the economy. So I'm guessing one of us is going to have to be sacrificed for the economy. I don't know
well,
which
Ryan,
one it is.
Being that who he is would willingly sacrifice any one of us for the economy. Well,
I mean, he already kind of did when he lost his job in Florida.
Yes.
I just think Ryan's ahead of the curve. Like, everyone else is losing their job now. Ryan just did it 2 weeks in advance.
Like, the unemployment lines were much shorter when I was, you know.
Suckers.
Should have got unemployed 2 weeks ago. But yeah, she has made masks actually, and she donated them to. They have these drop-offs for like medical places.
What?
For emergencies, they'll use the cloth ones. They won't use them like I don't think they tend to prefer to use them, but they will use them. You know, at some point.
Adam, I'll make you some.
You know what? I ordered some on March 4th.
Yeah.
From China.
China.
And they just arrived this afternoon.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah. It took all of... But they have a little pocket in it, so I can put a carbon filter in it and shit. So, yeah.
Nice work.
The county was asking how many of the super masks we want, and I was like, I feel weird asking for super masks when everybody else needs super masks. Like, why do we need super masks? And they're like, well, you never know. You might need super masks. I was like, but don't other people need super masks more? The super masks. You know what I'm talking about.
N95.
Yeah. Like, I'm pretty sure other people need super masks. But then again, we only need like 100 super masks. And that's not very much. But still, it might be 100 that like a hospital needs. And they're
right.
Like, they're like, no. This you guys are critical. For some, you need these things. So I was like,
That's kind of weird that they're forcing it upon you.
Chris will take like 96 of them and sell them on the black market.
Yeah. I don't need them.
No, I mean, there is some cool stuff that is like, you know, like it's terrible, but there's cool stuff like Dyson, the vacuum cleaner guy.
Or I thought you meant the like, sphere, sorry.
No. Yes, he might be the sphere guy. We're not 100% sure, but the vacuum cleaner guy basically told all of his engineers, he's like, all right, guys, just make a using old parts and other shit. Fucking see if you can design a ventilator. And they did.
Mm.
And it took him 10 days.
It took him 10 days, and he made 15,000 of them.
And he's selling them for $400,000.
Do they work well? Like, can they use them, or I'm guessing there's some sort of like... I guess they'll use them when it comes down to it.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, when there's no more, and they're like, this person either dies, or when they use the vacuum ventilator, they use the vacuum ventilator.
Some guy figured out how to use a system to be able to take off the shelf scuba gear and basically turn scuba masks and stuff into that.
And they used a 3D printer to like get their special part that they needed.
Yeah,
or
like
whatever.
A valve. Yeah, a specific one-way valve. Yeah, and these other guys figured out a way to run four people off of the same ventilator, which is cool. So it's like,
I think that humanity, was here, wasn't it?
Humanity is at its best and at its worst. Like the people who like go and lick random things.
I think there's that many people that do that.
Yeah, there's enough people to do that to try and get internet famous and then get in big trouble.
In Little China.
Yeah, I don't know. Do we have a? I don't know if we have like a. Is there a law against that? Or what law would that be? You lick something.
Well, no. Okay, so yeah, I guess there was some place where a person coughed all over food at a grocery store, and they had to get rid of $35,000 worth of food. Yeah, so basically, it's effectively they're charging her with, you know, destroying $35,000 worth of stuff.
But if that normally happened, they wouldn't normally throw.
No. Like she did it on purpose, though.
Sure, but let's say in this non-pandemic world, if we went to the fruit section at the Cub and coughed, they wouldn't throw it out.
No,
I don't know. It's just I don't know. It's a weird time. I don't know. I don't know if that's gonna hold up. And that's all I'm saying. I don't think it's gonna hold up. A good lawyer is gonna be like, "Fuck you, you don't get shit," and then she's gonna be like, "Now I'm countersuing for fruit. Give me $35,000 of fruit," and then be doubled.
Okay,
back on
it, you know? But then what will happen? They will be like, "All right, if you can make it a pass, these people with Klingon pain sticks, you get to go." And then everyone stabs with Klingon pain sticks if she can't make it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I don't know what to say about that, man. It's possible.
But, yeah, other than that, like, yeah, it's been
pretty quiet.
Well, nothing's going on. There's nothing in production.
Right.
Did anybody watch Westworld yet?
Yeah,
no. I did. Westworld.
We've been putting it off just because we kind of want to watch a few in a row. And
yeah, it's pretty cool.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I haven't watched it yet, so.
I haven't watched it either. Yeah. I'm behind another season two.
Jesus Christ.
I haven't watched it or the previous thing. Yeah. I've actually not watched any of it.
Yeah, what is this show you?
I plan on watching it. When's it gonna get? Is it when it gets to seven seasons? I'll start with season one.
This is the conversation Amy and I had with King Cat. Maybe is that it? Cat King.
King Tiger.
King Tiger. So, I guess you guys know who Bert Kreischer is. He's a comedian. He's one of Joe Rogan's big friends. He has a new Netflix special out, and he said, "My Netflix special is out. But King Tiger is out, and watch that more than watch my fucking Netflix. That's how much I love this show."
Tiger King.
Whatever it is.
With Joe Exotic.
And so,
what is Tiger King?
Apparently, you think you're watching a show about people, or these people that go around and like raise tiger cubs, and it turns into something ridiculously obtuse that you could never see coming and is amazing. I don't know. I don't want to know anything about it, nor do I want to watch it. I heard it was amazing, but I need a new category. I need help from you guys to construct a new category. It's things that I think are really cool and I want to know what happens, but I don't want to watch it. So I don't know what category that is, but there's too much shit in the world, and then eventually
-10?
Some of these have to be in that category.
I kind of want to watch it. Is it a documentary or
no? Kind of. Yes, I don't know. Watch the
like
first
stuff
three,
happened
three
in real
episodes.
Life.
Yeah, yeah. I'm told
Netflix.
Yeah, it's Netflix. Yes. Yeah. So I don't know. I want to know about it, but I don't want to watch it. I want to be spoiled. It's like a spoiled show. Spoil me. It should be a spoiled me show. Like I don't want to fucking watch it. I just want to know what happens.
I can see that.
It is a... Oh my god, it is a... Okay. Interesting.
I don't know what that
drama
means.
I think that would be called...
True crime documentary.
Yeah. Like, what's the sub... category there. It says like Tiger King, murder, mayhem, or something.
Murder, mayhem, and madness.
Yeah,
I could read the tagline if you want me to. But
sure, okay.
A zoo owner spirals out of control amid a cast of eccentric characters in this true murder for hire story from the underworld of big cat breeding.
The underworld of big cat breeding. yeah, but that was one of the highest like compliments or I've ever seen for a show. Like, I have a show out. Don't worry about my show. Go watch this other one because it's better. Like, not people don't say that.
Right.
It is 7 hours.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
It's pretty quick.
Yeah. Well, actually, it's 7 45-minute episodes, right. So right. Probably like 6 hours or five.
That's not as bad.
Did you think it was just one big 7-hour show?
Yeah. They don't know who would do that.
Who the fuck edited
exactly.
this thing?
No one would do that.
What was it, a comedian who was talking about it? And then it almost started to come together. Like, watch this show. It's like a terrible documentary that's seven hours long. No.
It's not unintentionally a hilarious documentary.
There's no edits. Basically, it's just one long B-roll film where they just keep it on the guy.
Sorry, I forgot to turn it off there.
But anyways, if anybody wants to watch, what is this, Tiger King? Is that the name of it? What's it called?
Tiger King.
If anybody wants to watch Tiger King out there and send me emails about it so that I can be spoiled, I'm fine with that. I'll call it an S-show. S-shows are for spoiled shows.
All right, well, why don't you just watch it Netflix Party? Have a Netflix party.
I don't want to watch it. You're missing that point of me.
No, but then everyone can comment on it.
That's fine, but I don't want to watch it.
you're watching it.
Yeah, you're just sitting back.
Well, then I have to read your guys' texts. I don't want to read that.
Yeah, geez.
I got shit to do, man. I got fucking galaxies to run and shit. Goddamn.
Whoa,
I got rafts to build.
Speaking of rafts, let's fucking end this. What do you guys got left?
I don't know. I'm trying to make these weird creatures that keep on going forever and
good job, Adam.
Evolving.
God damn it, Adam. What the fuck, man?
Yeah.
You know our rule. When Ryan says something, we universally ignore it. That is our one rule.
It is kind of cool, though. It's an unwritten rule.
Just kind of leave you with this. Did anybody read the article on the origin of the word Triscuit?
Ooh, no, I bet it has to do with a guy named Tris, though.
I bought some Triscuit.
So why do you think they call it Triscuit, Ryan?
Something about semen, I'm guessing. I'm just the way, the look on your face.
You're right. No.
You win. You broke it. No, there's this whole story out there. This guy did some investigation because he was at a party. They were drunk. They were trying to figure out, man, these Triscuits are good. You know, how did the name Triscuit originate? You know, it's like a biscuit. You know, maybe it's try because it has three layers or three ingredients. They tried to Google it, but they couldn't get an answer. So they emailed Nabisco, and Nabisco came back with, well, there's no business record survived, which specifically explains the origin of the name Triscuit. We do know that the name was chosen as a fun deviation from the word biscuit, but try does not mean three because we have more than three ingredients or whatever. So this guy's like, oh, God damn it, I don't know what's going on. So he keeps reading. He finds some old advertisements for Triscuit, right? And it says Triscuit, the electric baked biscuit. It started off in Niagara Falls, and all the advertisement talks about is this biscuit that's baked by electricity.
Okay.
Well, in the word electricity is the word try.
Electricity.
Wait. Because they're made.
What? Yeah, I can see it.
Wait, not
they're made with electricity.
Wait, what?
Because they're baked by. Because back then they didn't have a lot of electricity. You know, the things were like fire or gas, but they used these ovens that were electric bake the Triscuit.
Oh yeah, it's electric. So they're trying to spout how amazing they are by not knowing anybody that it's in the name or anything. I like the semen one better. Let's go with semen.
I was just
I tried.
I was re-listening to Jack Sparrow with Michael Bolton.
I know, oh, God. Right? So that fucking good. So good.
Like when he's all like, and everyone's looking, he's like, well, that was kind of weird, but we're back in the club.
Now back to the good stuff.
Right.
Yeah. You know, we could workshop 100 different names that are better than Triscuit right now, motherfuckers.
I thought it was interesting. So.
It was very interesting. It was interesting, but I like the semen one better. So let's start that, and then the internet will come around and know our thinking.
I think if you put this on a subreddit, it would be under the mildly interesting category, which also is quite interesting. Like sometimes things it's a great place to find things that
you cannot find something that's quite interesting in the mild interesting subreddit. Just
It's because it's stuff that you normally wouldn't see, and it's interesting.
You have to look in the quite interesting subreddit to find stuff that's quite interesting.
Oh, I just suggest subscribe to Mildly Interesting. It's pretty mildly good, interesting.
All right. Well, now we know what fucking Triscuits are. So, thanks, man. Adam, where can people get in touch with us?
Hey, thanks, Chris. Check us out on the raft at the Geeks Next Door. .xyz.
And I'm so happy with that one here.
Check us out on Facebook at the Geek Sick Store, and drop us your best raft idea at the Geek Sick Store FTW. That's for the win, Chris, at gmail.com.
I love it. Thanks, buddy. Good job. Everyone have a good week. Enjoy your Triscuits, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
See ya.
I'm still trying to figure out how to make this robot thing.